God gave his people under the old covenant a way for their sins to be covered. So build a temple, build a tabernacle, make an altar for burnt offerings, make a place for the blood to be caught. Put your head on the hand of your hand on the head of an animal and confess your sins and transfer your guilt to that animal and slit its throat and pour out the blood. Burn that animal up on the altar and bring the blood once a year. Bring the blood into my throne room behind the veil and splatter it all over the box in which the law was kept, the broken law. Nobody could go in that room except for once a year, except for the high priest, and never without blood. And the whole purpose of the temple was a picture to point us to Jesus. We see in Matthew 27, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. Jesus, not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with the blood, his own blood, entered into the holiest place behind the veil and offered that once for all, never to be repeated sacrifice, and ripped that veil open from top to bottom, opening the way to access to the Father for every one of us who is covered in his blood. Every one of us who has our sins forgiven by simply trusting in his finished work on the cross, believing what he did, believing who he is, believing what he said to us. That's what we celebrate today. That's who we worship. It's the one, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's eager to take your sin away this morning if you would but put your trust in him. Come to him needy and helpless and broken, contributing nothing, and say, I will receive the gift. And he will give it to you. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to remember what Jesus did for us in his body broken and his blood poured out. The bread reminds us of his body broken. The juice reminds us of his blood poured out. The price at which my access to the Father was purchased, my forgiveness was affected. Let's thank him. Father, thank you for sending your Son so that that veil could be torn and the way could be opened up for sinners to approach an absolutely holy, just, wrathful God. That we can approach you now with boldness, without fear, because our sins are gone. They were nailed to the cross, and they are no longer on us, for we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that you are a God who forgives iniquity and transgression and sin, and remembers our sins no more. Thank you for this bread and this juice that it just reminds us once again of the great debt that was paid and the great privilege that was purchased for us. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that in you, because of you, my sins are gone. I am set free. Free from the burden, from the weight, the crushing weight of my sin, my guilt before you. Free to love you, free to serve you, free to worship you with everything I am. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.